Good karma, it's good marijuana. Share with me, oh, your man works with the sound system. Some good karma, it's good marijuana. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, shit, sorry, guys, I didn't realize I turned my recorder on. Fuck. Oh, shit, let me just turn the music down, okay? 2 minutes, guys. Whoa, 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 whoa! Fuck! Fuck, dude. I just almost hit a kangaroo. I knew I should have pulled over before recording the show.
My whole crew roll a smooth out of paper box.
Get a little high.
www.hotemedic.com.
But alcohol is legal. They push alcohol 24 hours a day on TV. They push it down your throat. Drink beer, drink beer, drink beer. Why? Well, because it makes you slow and stupid and docile, and that's the way we like you to be. You know, it's only the number two killer drug in the world, but I've actually seen beer commercials during war against drugs specials. No sense of irony. No irony, you know, no one fucking gives a shit. Marijuana, you know, cigarettes legal, alcohol legal, kill more people than all other illegal drugs combined, times 1,000. They are illegal. Marijuana, a drug that kills...
Zero.
No one. And let's put it in a time frame. Ever. Marijuana is against the law. You tell me why. I've given up. You want a better world, legalized pot, okay? It's better drug, I'm telling you, it's better. I'll prove it to you. You're at a ball game, you're at a concert, someone's really violent, aggressive, and obnoxious. Are they drunk or are they smoking pot?
Drunk!
Wow, we all know the truth. I have never seen people on pot get in a fight because it's fucking impossible.
Yeah!
They bite. They would. End of argument. Say you get in a car accident and you've been smoking pot. You're only going 4 miles an hour. Shit, we hit something. Got to open the garage door, dude. Okay, I forgot we were going in reverse. At least no one was hurt. Garage door has to be replaced. Boom! A job has been created.
Hello and welcome to the 6th episode of the Hotbox Hostel. Now, I've pulled over the car, don't worry, I'm no longer recording and driving. It's all good. But I am your host, Nico Vicious, the mistress of marijuana. Now, like I said, I've just pulled over my car and I'm not recording this from the usual Hotbox Hostel that we all know and love, but instead, in the back of a camper van. Yeah, that's right, folks, the back of a van. Now, I left Melbourne on Monday the 12th of October and I spent 2 weeks driving up the East Coast with my brother from another mother, Nova. Now, we put Nova on to say something cool to you. Man, he don't even smoke weed and he's a real-life Captain Kale. He's sleeping again? See what I mean? But anyway, more from him later if he ever wakes up. So, been travelling for a while now, we've been all over the East Coast, it's been absolute awesome, dudes. Living in a camper van is interesting and fun, but it's a bit warm, smelly, and a nightmare to park up at night. We were in Byron Bay for less than 5 hours and we got an $80 fine for parking at the beach. Fucking cop woke us up at 5 a.m. and gave us a ticket. I just remember the chap on the door, and me looking out, and just before I opened the door, just passing over the bong and saying, "Hide that, please." But anyway, now, I'm living in Early Beach by the sea, and I'm trying to get a job. It's good times, but honestly, dudes, if you can be asked getting up and looking this place up on the internet, do it, fall in love with it, and come and join me on the beach. It's absolutely stunning. You'll really, really like it.
The Hot Box Hostel.
Just like I said, guys, we were living in a van for pretty much 2 weeks, and I tell you, it is funny as hell. We get up in the morning and go to the first set of public toilets that we can find, do the homeless wash, you know, one bit of soap on his arms and you're good to go. Brush your teeth and hit the beach. Tan it up for a while, back in the van to hit the next beach up, man. And again, back to the van. The strangest part, I guess, is pulling up at the side of the road and smoking some cones and pulling out the bed and trying to get some sleep before you're rudely awoken by the horns of other cars screeching past us at 7 a.m. And that's pretty much our alarm clock. So in the 2 weeks that we went riding around the road, we went all over the east coast of Australia. It's been pretty wicked, man. Been to Sydney and got stoned in Hyde Park. Went to Byron Bay and got stoned in the van just before getting fined. Went to Surfers Paradise and got stoned in a trailer park with a dude that told his wife he quit weed 10 years ago. Went to Early Beach and got stoned at the lagoon. Port Douglas, got stoned with some random backpackers at a hostel. And finally Cairns, where I ran out of weed. Yeah. Oh well. I know, it's a sad story, but at least I ran out at the end of the trip, I guess. We also made a one-day stop-off at the Wet n Wild. Now, that was wicked. It's just outside Surfer's Paradise and totally worth the stop, man. Nova was driving and I just looked at him and he looked at me and he knew just to pull over. We went on for a wicked ride called the Kamikaze, and you sit in this 4-man ring, right dudes, and you get pushed down a small tube that turns into this fucking massive hourglass, and there's so much water you get totally soaked, but honestly, best ride in the park, man. Absolutely awesome. But right now, it's the end of our 2-week adventure in the camper van, and I'm back in Early Beach where I'm trying to land a job and a boat, maybe a girl, and definitely some weed. So if you're in Early Beach, come here, get stoned, find me. I'm kicking about the lagoon most days. Just shout out Nico V, I'm definitely to answer, man.
Get away, I gotta slip away sometimes. cloudy day. I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. In the back of my mind, I've got work today. I couldn't find my shoes to la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down. Me missus left me with the baby now. And I can't make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Ooh, yeah. Got to get away.
Got to give up sometimes. God won't give you the feeling.
Got to slip away.
Blessing the place and we're natural healing.
To our own special place.
Got to get away.
I got to get away.
Okay guys, so before I left Melbourne, I had a weekend that I will never ever forget. I went to Popfest 2009 with all the Melbourne crew. Now, if you listen to this month's episode of BB's Bungalow, you'll hear all of us recording a wee message at the start of the weekend. Now, we recorded it at the start because we understood there was no way we would make it to the end of the 3 days and still be able to talk. So we arrived at Hermit Girls Church around 4ish on the Friday afternoon, and she totally decorated it for us. It was awesome. There was balloons and ribbons and streamers all over the place. It looked really cool. And I went in and it was just joints galore, and she made us a slap-up meal with some cake and fresh fruit and everything. And man, it was proper stoner's paradise, never mind surfer's paradise later on in the week. Like, and as soon as we got up there, like I said, it was just joints, 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 like all over the place. And thanks to the wonderful Niall, who I only got to meet for the first time that weekend, and it had to be typically the weekend I was leaving. Lame. But thanks to him, I got to play with lots of new devices and products to test out, including a massive glass vaporizer that, to power it, Niall plugged a massive paint stripper type gun into the wall, held it over the chrome piece to heat it up. It was insane, but pretty sure that BB took some wicked photos and they're up on her Twitter page, which I'll definitely link up to you on the website. Now, apart from all the awesome things I've already mentioned, Potfest was absolutely wicked. Some of Hermit's friends from school came around and we rolled joints with them, some of their weed and some of this natural herb too instead of tobacco. It was pretty cool, it was pretty nice, it had a good weed taste and it was kind of a different stone. No idea what it was called though, you know, typical stoner memory. Yeah, so I don't really remember much else from Friday night, guys, but Saturday, fucking hell, I woke up with the smell of weed drifting through my nostrils, and then as I opened my eyes, all I could see was BB, Just Stone, and the Hermit Girl all sitting in the living room with big, massive joints each. Can talk about Wake and Bake, man. We smoked all morning, and then Hermit made this awesome fry-up for breakfast. It was legendary. Now, after that, it was about time to sort out the shrooms. Now, yes, folks, you heard me right, shrooms. Now, being the mistress of marijuana, I tend to only really smoke weed, not do anything else. So I'd never taken shrooms before. I know, it's poor show, but now I have, and I totally understand what I've been missing. It was awesome. We went out to this little clearing in the forest next to the church, and after about half an hour, I just remember lying down and looking up at the sky, and all I could do was smile, and then I just wanted to laugh, but I couldn't laugh at the same time. And then Joss Stone started laughing, and that was it. I could not stop. I was laughing so much that I had proper tears streaming down my face. It was absolutely incredible feeling. All the colours around me were bright blue and bright yellow. It was unbelievable. We chilled out for a wee bit there, you know, soaked up the mushies, and then BB turned around and said, "Pass us the joints we rolled," and I grabbed them out of my bag, and at the same time I grabbed my phone and I lit it up, and at that precise moment that BB had asked for the Giants, it was 4:20 on my phone. It's 4:20 in the afternoon. I fucking couldn't believe it. And that just set us off again, guys. Absolutely laughing our asses off. So after a wee while of sitting there smoking joints and chilling out, we got up and we headed back to the church. Now, this was an absolute mission, guys. Didn't seem that far when we walked there in the first place, but see, getting back, it was insane. But when we finally got back, Joss and I were put in charge of rolling joints for everyone. And I've never really thought of this as a hard task before in my life, but seriously, guys, rolling joints on shrooms is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. It took me about 20 minutes to roll one joint. It was a great joint, but bloody hell, that's like 1,000 times longer than it normally takes. Later that night, Hermit Girl managed to pull herself up from the stony, shroomy haze and start making us dinner. Now, I mean a proper real dinner. She made us a fucking roast, man. It was awesome. It's the best food I've ate in like a long time, I swear to God. I'm pretty sure I passed out around 10 o'clock and then I woke up in the middle of the night with everyone else dead to the world. Now, Sunday morning, it was very hard to get up for me, man. I was so floored, but I got up, had breakfast, and, you know, started smoking again straight away. It's gotta be done, man. Unfortunately for BB, though, she was our designated driver, so she had to sober up for a three-hour trip back into the city. So we just chilled out for a bit and played this awesome game called Hydro Lord. Now, it's like Stoner Monopoly. Instead of buying houses, you buy weed setups. It was awesome. I kicked everyone's ass. You know, Mistress of Marijuana here. I ended up with about $200,000 of setups and about $250,000 in cash. God, if it was only real, man. Now, unfortunately, this makes the end of this episode. I know it's short and it's sweet, but I do have to start driving again before I get another fine for parking at the side of the road. So I'll talk to you soon, my fellow stoners. I love you, and I hope you're all awesomely high. Big shout out to Niall, Joss Stone, Pitboy, BB, Hermit Girl, Oz my resident roller, and of course, all of you. Have a blast, whatever you're doing. And if you're anywhere the beach or you're near it, come and find me. Come and find me. And above all, don't ever forget, stay high.
Fat sack and new pipe, we get fucked up all night, and the weed is not stale. It's okay to inhale, get the munchies like hell, then we run to the bell, hit the bong one more time, then pass it, 'cause it's mine. Oh, say does that weed get me so high? Legalize it today and get smoked out tonight.